Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi guys. How are we all doing?
Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope everyone's having a great start to the week.
Yes.
Luke and I are here again, and we have a fun episode planned for you guys. I shouldn't say fun, but it's basically to be a congratulator and not a hater.
Exactly. What she said.
Which Lulu and I practice on a daily basis. So
we do.
We're going to give you our two cents about the topics. And yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, Tuesday. We basically divided this episode into four topics as per usual. And we're going to immediately... Oh no, we have a question of the week.
We have a question of the week. That's, of course. I think you guys like our questions of the week. So we're trying to do one every
week, basically.
Every week, yeah. It's literally called question of the week.
Exactly. So, so the question of the week is... Have you ever hated on something or someone? Well,
so, yes. I mean, even though we're basically doing an episode about why and how you should avoid this,
yeah,
I think everyone has. And I actually think if you say you haven't, you're lying.
You're lying. You are.
I think it's okay to do it.
I think everyone's guilty of it.
Every once in a while.
It doesn't make it right.
No.
And we're here to tell you why it's not right.
Yeah.
But I think everyone has been guilty of it, and it's fine. So yeah, I think we're all guilty of this.
Yes. But I think it's okay to do it every once in a while. But just for me, it depends in what, like, form. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I do bitch to my friends sometimes. Like, I do. Like, I'm sorry,
everyone
but I do.
Everyone doesn't.
Yeah. Like, I bitch to my boyfriend all the time. Like, it's, you know. It's I'm not actively going out there in public and being a hater as we're
no.
where I'm at.
Yeah. It's like a personal thing.
I'm not an internet troll. Like
these
things. Those are the big issues.
Yeah, like we have manners. Let's put it like that. We don't do a public display of hate.
So yeah, with that being said, shall we jump into topic number one?
Yes.
Topic number one is how to grow thick skin. And we're going to talk about some of our own experiences.
Yes.
As to how we created this thick skin of ours.
I wouldn't say like I have the thickest skin in the world because I don't.
I'm actually curious to hear what some of your experiences are that have created you to have some thicker skin than usual. Tell me.
I think you don't grow thick skin necessarily through experiences. I think it's something that you naturally have as well.
Yeah. I agree.
But like you can grow it for sure. But I already had thick skin kind of.
Yeah. Like we're just those kind of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like I learned to understand like why a hater is a hater and that a hater is just not a happy person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say I have the thickest skin, but I can handle a thing or two.
Yeah.
Cause like I feel like it's so easy to like criticize someone and to like post mean comments on, I don't know, like someone's picture or video because they're just doing this out of the comfort of their couch behind the screen. Mm-hmm. Like they're not actually saying it to people. Like the aspect of confrontation is not there.
Yeah.
So it's so much easier for someone to be mean to someone else, if that makes sense.
I agree.
It's like an easy
way out.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like an easy way out. And it's, yeah, because I feel like if the person would actually be standing in front of you, they wouldn't act the same way.
They wouldn't dare.
They wouldn't dare to say something in your face.
I completely agree. And I think that's, it's really, if you're on the other side of hate or whatever, like someone being mean to you, it's once you realize that, it really helps. Because you're like, oh, no, that's so true. Because they, 9 times out of 10, when you run into that person, oh, hi, how are you? It's like.
Exactly. So fake. Yeah. Like, but, I also feel like these people that hate, they don't really see, let's say, like, a TikToker that gets a lot of hate. I feel like those haters don't see that certain TikToker, girl or boy, as like a real person. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. People who you tend to see online, you don't consider as like a real person because you don't notice them. Like, you know, it's a real person, but you know what I mean? They almost just, don't see real.
It's like entertainment for them, right?
Exactly. It almost seems like a fictional person, someone who's there for entertainment. Yeah, like a character. But people forget like that when you're criticizing this person, it's like the personality. Like, yeah. You could criticize Margot Robbie's acting, or not acting, but like
role in a movie,
but that's a role she plays. Yeah. That's not her as a person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I was going to use this exact example. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like people forget that.
Yeah. I completely agree. But I think, like you said, I probably am just someone who does naturally have thicker skin, but I definitely have built thick skin from like certain things in my life for sure.
Yeah.
Like for sure. I think that's a huge part of it. Like, you kind of have to be brave enough to deal with the issues to get like gain something at the end of it. Like,
yeah.
Thick skin, or like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger and all this shit, right?
Yeah.
But it is true.
Like, it is so true. Because like one of the experiences that I had, for example, so I've had it from both sides. I've never really hated a person. I've never been a hater. But like, you know, like you see all these like big personalities, whatever, online. And once I met a girl who I really looked up to, and I was like so intimidated by her. I was like, oh my God, that's her. I had like a little fan moment. And then I realized, I was like, you know what? This person is exactly like me. Like, you know what I mean? She's a normal girl. Like,
yeah.
You know? And I feel like that's what these haters don't realize, that they're still just people. And then also on the other side, like once a girl came up to me and she goes, oh fuck, you look exactly the same like your pictures. I told you this.
Yeah, that's
she that, came up to me in the club and she was like, oh, you look exactly.
That's a condescending compliment.
Yeah. And like she was like, oh my God, so nice to see you, this and that. And I was like, oh, so nice to meet you, you know. And then she was like, oh fuck, you look exactly the same like your pictures. And I was like, is that supposed to be a compliment? Like, that's so that this means that you've been literally tearing me apart from your couch.
Or it means she already had like her idea of you in her mind. It's like whenever people say, oh, you're so different to what I thought you'd be like. It's like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't, you know, that's a weird thing to say. I say it sometimes as well, but like, what does that mean?
People have a lot of like prejudgments.
That means that you've pre-assumed but you can't help it. We all do it. I mean, I do it. Like, I've definitely met people and been like, oh my God, they're so different to what I thought they were going to be like, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. I wouldn't consider that hating, actually, but yeah.
No, but it's still wrong.
Yeah, it is.
But because I know like how people are, because I've had it from both sides, and now that's why, because if I would have never got comments of like, oh, you look the same like your pictures, or like, oh, like you're actually a nice person, I would have never learned how to not make pre-assumptions with someone else. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I learned, kind of. I was like, oh, like people also do this to me, shit.
True.
I was like, oh,
very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, like, I mean, this is like very personal to me. Like, it's, I mean, it might have happened to you, don't know. But like modeling, for sure.
Oh my God, yeah.
70%, like you go to New York, right? You have 20 castings a day. 70% of the time, you're rejected. You're told to your face no. So you talk about getting thick skin, Jesus. Like, I literally was, no, you're not right. For, like, physical things, right? I mean,
yeah, that's horrible. Not, yeah. Especially for like, a girl at a young age.
So I think that was played a huge factor into me having thick skin. But, again, that's not, like, it's not me. It was how I looked. It wasn't because you think this way or you said this. Like, it's not that. It's like, I wasn't tall enough or I was too skinny.
It's
or
not like whatever. It's not personal. It's,
exactly. Yeah. So
that's how you grew with thick skin.
Yeah, I think that was a huge part of it for sure. And school, like bullies in school.
Oh my God, yeah, school, like, for sure. Oh my God, yeah, that's actually the biggest one.
Yeah.
Like, that's also how you grow thick skin.
Yeah, because you're so young and you're still figuring out everything about yourself.
And you take everything really personal then.
Yeah.
If someone's like, ew, I don't like your hair, you will cry.
Yeah, you'll go home and change your hair immediately.
You're like so influenceable when you're young. Mm-hmm. I think growing thick skin also has to do with like having confidence within yourself and like being content with yourself. And that's something I had to learn. Like, if I would have to listen to what everyone thinks about me or like what everyone would change about me, like,
we'd be here.
I would have 1,000 different looks by now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also about like being sure about yourself.
Yeah. Like being sure what like, this is what I like. This is who I am. And if you don't like it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Some people like pizza. Other people prefer pasta. Yeah. If I prefer pasta, that doesn't mean pasta is disgusting.
No.
It's just something you don't like, but that's fine.
Yeah. It is fine. And also, it takes time to figure out exactly who you are. And so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important that you just always do what you want to do. Sounds so simple, but like, it's so like, I've definitely done things because other people were doing it, or
oh my God, for sure,
all my friends had that bag or that phone, so I had
you had to have it.
I mean, like, the older you get, the more silly this all becomes, but this is all part of growing thick skin, you guys.
It's all part of growing thick skin.
Another thing I would say about growing thick skin is to not try and please everyone, because When you do, like, you have to, like, it's basically what I just said before. You have to sort of stick true to who you are. And, yeah, it's all one big domino effect.
Yeah. And, like, haters, it all has to do with jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
If someone hates on you, it means you have something they don't have and that they want.
It means that you're doing something correctly. Basically, people hate on people that they're jealous of, right?
Yeah.
So they, like you said, they want something that you have. They're not going to go hating on, you know, Alice, who has the ugly Balenciaga bag that you don't like. Like, they're not going to.
Exactly.
Like, no, because they don't want that bag.
Yeah,
they're
going to hate on
Sarah, who's got the Prada bejeweled bag that she really wants.
That she really wants. She'll be like, ew, she has that bag. Have you seen that? Oh, my God. But low-key, she wants that bag as well. Like, it's such a stupid example, but
yeah,
it's so true.
It's true. They're hating on you because they're jealous of you and they have something that they want.
Yeah.
So.
And when you wrap your head around that. And also, I wanted to say, there's nothing more ugly, I think, and I realized, I also had to learn this over the years, there's nothing more ugly than a woman hating on another woman.
Jealousy is ugly. So ugly.
It won't make you any more beautiful. No. It will make you uglier, if anything.
It's a bad look.
It's a bad look on you. It's a
bad look. Because you know when someone's bitching about someone to you and you just know, you're in your mind, you're thinking, they're just jealous of that person. Like that.
Yeah.
You know, it looks really bad. And I think one of the first times that I was on the receiving end of someone complaining about another person to me and I noticed it was jealousy, I have ever since then been so careful that I don't do that, because it's just, it looks bad. It's not a good look. And also, it's just bad for your own self.
It's bad for your own self.
That's negative energy. You're giving out negative energy. You're just wasting your own time, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Because like the times I've heard where I was like, oh my God, she looks so beautiful. And they would be like, oh my God, but she did her nose. Her nose is fake.
Yeah, but there's always a but.
But her nose is fake. Oh my God, but she did her lips.
Yeah.
So her lips are fake.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck cares? She still looks good.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care what she did.
It's done well.
I don't care if she did 5 somersaults in the air from the 5th floor, or if she did her nose, or like amputated her small toe so she can fit into heels. Like, I really don't care. She looks good.
No,
and
I agree.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
My statement is still valid whether you tell me she's done her nose or not. And like, it's literally out of jealousy and it's so pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, who cares what she did?
Yeah.
Like, she looks good now.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Each to their own.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a very bad trait. Don't be like that.
Yeah. It's ugly, girls.
It's ugly.
We're all about,
because I'm going to say it again. I said it in already 5 episodes. Someone else's beauty doesn't take away from your own. So then we move on to topic number 2, how to deal with jealousy and haters.
Yeah. So say now you're one of our age, and now you're starting to experience these jealous behavior or haters, which, by the way, you sometimes might be someone that you're very close to, you don't even know.
Like, sometimes the most jealous people are the people who are your best friends.
Yeah, it's like, keep your enemies closer, whatever that saying is. Yeah. But anyways, that's a side note.
Small side note, actually. Yeah. Once a friend said to me, she was like, oh my God, you will look so good in a bob. I looked at her. I was like, fuck you. Wow. You want me to be like...
Yeah, that's scary.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I love people in a bob. I think it's amazing. Like, Hailey Bieber just put her hair in a bob. Amazing. Well, some time ago, but like, looks amazing on her. But like, I like my hair the way it is.
I was going to say, like, you probably would look good in a bob, but... Everyone knows that you look great with your hair like that.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, I know girls that pay lots of money to have extensions, to have hair, yeah. To have like long hair.
Don't you dare cut your hair off.
So exactly. And I was like, why do you want me to cut my hair? Yeah. So then I was like, oh my God, you just want me to look not my best self. It's like, I was like, oh, maybe this is a jealousy slash hater.
Like, you know, when you're younger and you, like, it's a thing when you're getting ready to go out with your friends and you all ask each other, like, should I wear this?
Yes.
Like, I definitely have had friends that would, I know in my mind I look better in that. But they're like, you should wear that. It's like, or they want to wear what you're wearing. So then they tell you to wear the other thing.
It's actually disgusting just because they don't want you to look your best because they want to make sure they look the best. Mm-hmm.
They have to be the hottest one in the group or whatever.
Even like, though you look nothing alike.
Yeah. Oh, God. I do not. I'm getting flashbacks.
Me too, actually. I'm getting pissed off.
Scary times.
So how to deal with it?
The thing is, like, once someone's showing jealous traits and they're a jealous person or they're a hater, like they're just like a negative person, basically negative Nancy, that's rooted in that person. Like, that's gonna be really hard to, you can't really have a conversation with someone and be like, do you mind not being so like jealous of me all the time? Like, you can't, like, how, you know? So yeah. It's almost like, for me, I find it, once I notice that in someone, I take a step back usually.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, whether it's someone that's in your life or not, if it's just random people, like, you just fully have to kill them with kindness or ignore or just rise above it. Like, that's how I found is the best way to deal with it.
I agree.
Because I've tried the other way where you react. But that's what they want.
Oh, no, that's bad.
That's
never
what they want. And it doesn't work ever.
Never.
It's not the right thing to do, as much as you might want to, like, have a go at them. It's like, what's the point?
I agree. Never. Yeah, because exactly what you said, Millie, like, I think we've all been jealous at some point. We've all been a hater, like, when we're younger, like, mm-hmm. We've all been guilty of it. But the thing is, or you learn from it and you become a better person, you're like, I'm not going to hate anymore. Like, you know, you don't do that.
You learned your lesson.
Or it stays within you and it becomes literally a personality trait.
Yeah.
With some people, they never grow out of it. Mm. And they're still like that at the age of 30. And it is ugly.
Yeah.
Like, my mom is 50-something years old. Sorry, mommy, that I'm saying your age. She has friends that are still, like, such haters. And, like, my mom, obviously, she tells me everything. And my mom's like, I can't believe they put their effort into this. Like, this became a personality trait of them.
Yeah.
And it's really ugly and it's really sad.
Well, you definitely get, I was going to say, the same thing, like, the older, like, our parents' generation. It actually is frightening when you hear them doing things that I wouldn't dream of talking about with my friends. But I think this sounds terrible. It might be like, you get older, you get a bit bored. I don't know. Let's see when we get there. But right now, I really hope that's not what I'm doing when I'm that age.
No. Jeez. And then I realized, like, people that actually hate on other people, it says more about themselves than the person they hate on, because people that hate are sad people. They're people that are not content with themselves, because happy people don't feel the need to pick others apart and to tear others apart. And, like, sad people criticize. Happy people don't feel the need to criticize.
Yeah.
Happy people will admire you and, you know what I mean, will spread love and light. Sad people will tear you down, hate on you. It's honestly says more about them than you.
Yeah, it's so true, really. Because you think about when you have, like, a really good day, the last thing you're going to be doing is, like, talking bad about people. Like, you're just in a good mood, right? Like, you're a happy person. And then when you have a bad day, maybe that's when you're like, feel a bit jealous about something or whatever. Yeah. It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Exactly. Like, a happy person doesn't feel the need to hate on someone else. Like, they're content with their own life. They're grateful with their own life. Sure, they don't have everything. No one has everything, by the way. No one. You can't have it all. But, like, they're content with what they have. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, sad people just hate. And And that's what I realized. And that's how I actually overcome hate and have overcome hate in my life. Like people, like even like when you're in high school, when you get bullied, why would, like these bullies are just sad and they're so insecure. And mostly the biggest bullies are the most insecure people. Yeah. And I know if you're listening to this and you're in high school, I know it doesn't seem this way, but believe me, they're insecure as fuck.
Yeah, they're insecure, or who knows, maybe they have like, it's always a rooted problem. Like God knows what happens when they go home after school, you know, stuff like this. Like it's always, there's always something that's making them act that way.
Yeah.
It's really quite alarming though when it's from such a young age, like children in school. I'm like, it's actually sad.
It's really sad. But
yeah, it always says more about them.
For sure.
Even though it's not very fun to be bullied.
Unhappy people will envy and hate. Happy people will admire and congratulate.
Aww. Cute.
That's the little quote I made.
I like that one. You made this?
I made this.
Oh my God.
Rhymes, I was like, this is what I realized. Yeah. And like, once you learn how to truly understand these things, that's how you'll grow thick skin. Mm-hmm. You'll be like, if you hate on me, that's fine. If you don't like pasta, but I love pasta, that's fine. Like, you know, you're talking, it's a them problem. It's not a you problem.
It definitely is a them problem. Yeah. For sure.
And one more last tip that I have is always, always, always stay nice and friendly, even to the haters. Like, just stay nice and friendly.
That's a really good one.
Never, like, fight back or, like, be nasty, like, as a counteract, you know what I mean? Like, be nice. Spread love and light, mm-hmm. because everything you put out there, I swear to God, it comes back to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, always be nice. Don't give them a reason to continue, because eventually they might get bored and just leave you alone. And also, like I always say, to kill people with kindness, like if someone's mean to you, just smile. Let them, like, don't give them what they want, right?
Kill them with kindness. Don't give them any material to like
carry on.
Yeah, to carry on and to hate on more.
Yeah, because that's what they want. They're looking for a reaction so they can carry on.
Exactly.
So they can justify their
Exactly. And if you don't give them anything to justify it by, then, well, then they're just talking out of their ass.
Yeah.
And other people will catch up on it. Other people will be like, what the hell are you saying? She's actually so nice.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. You're talking bullshit. Mm-hmm. So again, it looks worse on them than it does on you. Yeah. So always stay nice. Always, like, even be nice to your haters. Like, smile and wave. Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
I agree.
Or girls.
I think it's like, that's probably the hardest thing to get your head around when you're going through something like this, because it's like the last thing you want to do, right?
Yeah.
But I promise you, it's always the right thing to do, because when you look back in 10 years time or whatever,
yeah,
you'll be so happy you did that and you didn't react. And
believe me, yeah, like everything you put out there, if you put positivity out, positivity will come back.
Yeah.
If you will start hating back, you'll put yourself in a negative headspace and you'll just get negative yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's their goal. They want to make you sad.
Yeah.
So I agree with get sad.
Stay positive. Speaking of happiness, our next topic is how to create your own happiness.
Yes.
And, well, yeah, basically how to create your own happiness. So I think from a young age, you have to stay positive.
Yeah.
Because I think when I was younger, I definitely didn't. I feel like the past 5 years, there's been this massive shift of positive energy and how important that is in your mental health and like which direction your life goes in, whether you're successful or not.
Yeah.
And it's so, so true. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen this thing on TikTok, but I've told all my friends about it. And so many of my friends have texted me being like, I'm so happy you should like told me about this. I've been doing it every day and I've had so many good things coming my way since she's been doing it. This is one friend in particular. But lucky girl syndrome.
Yeah.
My sister told me about it and then I looked it up and now I do it every day. I probably say it like, I mean, it's so silly. But it's like manifesting, isn't it? It's a form of manifestation.
It's a form of manifestation. It's a mindset.
That's all it is.
Life, lucky girl syndrome is a mindset.
Yep. Life is all about the mindset. So yeah, I would say to stay positive. Like Lulu says, you get what you give. So give positive vibes, happy vibes, compliments. Like just be a good person, basically. And then you'll radiate positivity and good things will come your way, I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Exactly. You know? So I didn't really know what the lucky girl syndrome was, by the way. So I looked it up a little bit. And I'll tell my realizations later, but I'll first explain for the listeners what the actual lucky girl syndrome is. So basically you truly have to believe that you're the luckiest girl alive and like everything comes to you like so easily. Mm-hmm. Like you're just so lucky.
Everything works out for you.
Exactly. Everything works out. And what it is, it's a mindset. You need to trick your brain into believing that you're just lucky and that everything just works out for you. You basically have to be delusional.
Yeah.
That's it. Like you have to trick your brain. It's a mindset. Yeah. And yeah, like I saw this TikTok like of a girl. I would always joke around about how ugly I am. And then instead I started joking around about how hot I am. And now I feel hot. She looks exactly the same, by the way. Yeah. You know what I mean? But you know, it's a mindset.
It is, because I actually do feel silly saying it, but like I'm not even joking, transformed my January, life. So I'm not going to stop.
The power of the mind is incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Because your life is as good as your mindset. Like, it's that simple.
Yeah.
If you wake up and you tell yourself you're going to have a good day, guess what? You're going to have a good day.
Exactly.
Like, it's just going to happen.
Exactly.
Because you told yourself.
Exactly. It's all about your mindset. Because, by the way, did you know that Margot Robbie doesn't feel sexy? I know. I saw an interview of her. And, like, I'm sorry. Like, if I look at her, especially in The Wolf of Wall Street, this is the sexiest woman for me in my eyes.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, no, she's so sexy. She's so hot.
Wow.
Like, she is my girl crush. Absolutely.
No, she's loads of – maybe that plays a factor.
If you ask a lot of men – like, I know a lot of guy friends are like, my girl crush is Margot Robbie.
Oh my God, a million percent.
Like, she's so sexy, which she is.
Even if it's not their girl crush, like, I'm sorry, but if you watch Wolf of Wall Street and you don't think she's attractive, like.
She is attractive.
Might as well be gay.
Yeah. Like, okay, if you're not into blondes, like, fine, she's not whatever. But, like,
you can appreciate that she's, like.
She's sexy.
A good looking human being.
But that's how you see, like, feeling sexy and, like, being sexy has nothing to do with looks. It has to do with your mindset.
Yeah, true. True.
So you just need to trick your brain. It's the same with the lucky girl syndrome. And even like if you feel insecure, be like, no, I am hot. I am this. I am that. Like just like talk to yourself in the mirror. Give yourself a little boost of confidence. And believe me, trick your brain and your mind will catch up.
It's like a little pep talk.
Exactly. And soon enough, you'll believe it as well. Because if someone would tell you every single day, you're worthless, you're stupid, you're dumb, you'll start believing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And if you're telling yourself that in your brain...
Exactly. So then the opposite counts as well. If you say, oh no, I'm strong, I'm this, I'm lucky, I'm beautiful, I'm smart, like you'll start believing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
So you just need to trick your brain.
And also another factor into how to create your own happiness is that happiness does not come from your friends or your partner or the job you have or the holiday you're going on this summer or whatever.
Yeah.
It's literally from your soul.
It is.
From inside of your own body. Like you can't go looking for it elsewhere. That's That's not how happiness works.
You shouldn't look for validation in anyone else but yourself.
Because you'll just be disappointed.
Yeah.
You'll end up getting disappointed every time.
Exactly. And you'll put your own happiness into someone else's hands and you shouldn't do that. You should put your own happiness in your own hands.
And also that's only temporary happiness, right? Like
a
holiday or that job or whatever. Like that's not every good thing comes to an end.
Yeah.
It all does eventually.
Yeah.
apart from your soul, like your inside soul. Yourself.
Exactly.
So it makes sense. Yeah, like Kendall Jenner talked about this on the podcast, didn't she? And she was like, I love working on myself. I love to, like, that's like one of her biggest hobbies right now is to, like,
yeah, she's very work much on her mental self-care. I just love yeah.
that. I think that's like mental she's, health. She yeah. said it very well. And I was like,
makes true. Sense.
Yeah. So make yourself happy first with like not material things, not anything that can be taken away from you, basically.
Yeah.
And then everything else is a plus.
Exactly. And then when you are so content in yourself, not a single hate comment can come to you because you're like, I know who I am.
And I love who I am.
I love how I am. And no matter what you say, I don't give a shit.
Not going to affect me. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not going to affect me. Sorry.
You don't want to change my French.
Yeah. But one more thing about the lucky girl syndrome. So I really looked this up, Millie. I really went deep into this. So there's a psychologist. So this is how you need to do it. Okay. So you need to like tell yourself, you know, like, oh, I'm lucky. I'm that like everything comes to me. Opportunities flow to me. Everything works out for me. But you need to say this the first 10 minutes when you wake up.
Oh, I do.
Because because the first 10 minutes when you wake up, your brain is in a state and it's called... So your brain is in theta waves. It's in a certain state. Huh. It's called theta waves, or your brain has theta waves.
Probably because it's like setting you up for the day, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's the first 10 minutes when you wake up, and it's then that you need to set like your good intentions for the day. Because it's true. If you start your day like, oh, it's going to be a shit day, rest assured it's going to be a shit day. Yeah,
like you've already put that negative mindset out.
Exactly. But if you say, oh, it's going to be an amazing day, it's going to be an amazing day.
Oh my gosh.
According to the psychologist.
Try, honestly, it's changed my life.
Because of the theta waves.
I even have my boyfriend saying, lucky boy syndrome.
Lucky boy syndrome. And that's like another part of lucky girl syndrome. You need to be happy with what you have.
While working for what you want.
Exactly. Because it's true. While working for what you want. Because if you're like, oh, but I got all of this already through my gratitude, you know, and through manifesting, new things will come to you easier.
Yeah, and also because if you don't view it like that, and the whole time you're working for what you want and you're not appreciating what you already have, once you get everything you want, you're still not going to appreciate it. Like you need to along the way appreciate things that you have, so that at the end you can be like, it, by the way, it's never going to stop. You're never going to be like, oh, I have everything I want. You're always going to want something else.
Yeah.
So that's actually why you should appreciate what you have.
And it's funny because as you grow older, so when you're younger, it's obviously materialistic stuff. It's a lot of materialistic stuff. We've all been guilty. Yeah. But as you grow older, I have this little gratitude journal from Amazon, by the way. Really good. Love it. And like lately I put like, oh, I'm grateful to like be able to breathe. You know what I mean? Or like to like for my health.
Yeah, it's like the little things that everyone overlooks on a daily basis. But if it was taken away from us, it would be a huge problem.
Yeah.
Things like this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like things we take for granted.
Yeah.
There's so many things. I think, again, the past couple of years, I've really like that part of my brain switched on. And I am like super grateful for like simple things like to be healthy and to be able to walk to get food or whatever, you know.
Exactly. It sounds so stupid, but once it... Like, or once you see with other people that it gets taken away from them, you're like, holy shit.
No, this is it. Yeah. Once you realize that it's not a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
So be grateful literally for every small thing you have.
Yeah. Be grateful to be alive today.
I swear to God.
You know, sounds silly, but
it's true. Like a lot of people hate their birthdays. They're like, oh, I hate my birthdays. Honestly, I love my birthdays.
I love my birthday as well. God.
I will celebrate my birthday until I'm an old wrinkly lady.
Until the day we die.
Literally.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh.
So I would say two ways to, like lucky girl syndrome, you can like do it through affirmations.
Mindsets, yeah.
But also a vision board, which is basically what we talked about. It's basically a form of manifestation, like you said.
It is, yeah. It's like a verbal manifestation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It's like, you know, affirmations, basically. Yeah. It's kind of like an affirmation saying things over and over again. So like, then it comes true eventually. So
then topic number four. The importance of having strong morals, setting boundaries, and having good intentions.
So that's quite a big general topic, but I feel like the importance of all three of those things is, well, I feel like you don't want to be a negative, we've kind of covered this already, but you don't want to be a negative person because you're going to get in your own way.
You will.
If you're constantly being negative. So for me, like I've the strong morals thing, I've always, I don't know, I think we talked about this briefly last week or something, but I didn't purposely set morals in my life, and I don't think that's how it works. I don't think you can be like, oh, I'm never gonna be that kind of person, I'm never gonna do this.
No, because you have it happens. Through experience.
Yeah, and it's just like depends on the kind of person you are. But I think it's really important to like, once you get to that stage of your life, to know what they are, and to like, I mean, I guess you don't even get to choose to stick to them. It's just like, it is who you are. But the reason I think they're important is because they literally structure and shape your life as to how, like, what you're going to allow, what boundaries you're going to set. Yeah. And not only your life, if you go on to have children, a husband, their life.
Yes.
Like, it's a generation thing.
Yeah, hugely. It sounds extreme, but it's so true.
I have the same morals as my dad, and my sister does as well. And that is because we were raised by him, you know? Yeah. So he set those for us.
Yeah.
So I will set my children's morals, most likely.
It's so true.
It's crazy.
Because they raise you. Yeah. Because a child doesn't come on this world and is like, this is the color white, this is the color red, this is the color black. Like, you learn it. Like, this is red, this is pink, this is orange. Like, you're not born and like, you know this. Like, you get taught everything. Yeah. And it's the same with morals and values.
Mm-hmm.
And like, a parent is like someone, well, most of the times, hopefully, that you look up to.
Mm-hmm.
So automatically you'll copy it. So yeah, that's very true, Millie.
Yeah. Because I think like morals, I feel like they're set into you before you even become like a teenager. Like, they're just there. And it must be from our parents, because are your morals similar to your mom's and dad's?
It's exactly the same.
Like I am literally a female version of my dad when it comes to stuff like that. Like, little stuff like, I hate waiting on people, because he hates waiting on people. Like, little stuff like this.
You hate what?
Waiting on people.
Waiting. Oh, waiting.
Like, stuff like even though it wouldn't be a problem for someone else, but it is, because it was always a problem for him.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not like a big moral in life. But like, little stuff like this.
How I really notice it as well is, especially when I'm in relationship, like a romantic relationship, because you get that at that point where you get so intimate, and like, it comes to the point, like, if you don't have the same views on life, it won't work out.
Oh my God.
Like, more than when you have friendships, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you will share your life with your partner.
Yeah, and you can have different views and with morals your than your friends. Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
But if you're like,
it's a different kind of relationship.
If you're debating starting a family with this person, like, sorry, but it better line up.
And literally, then when like, things would get serious and we would like, think about the future, then I realized like, wow, like, my morals are so different than yours. Not like in a bad way. Well, they might have thought it was in a bad way, but you know what
just
I mean?
In
like,
a way just that wouldn't different. Probably work.
Yeah. And I'd be like, wait, this is how you see it? This is how I see it. And I'd be like, I'm not sure if I can
let that one slide. That. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I, if I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no.
So then the issues would start.
It's so, so true. I mean, with Sam, like, for 100%, yeah, like, I think when we first started dating, we realized, wow, we're actually really, like, really similar. And it's, like, a huge part of a relationship.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's not always immediately obvious. Sometimes it takes some getting to know, like, some proper getting to know the person.
With me, it took years.
Because it's not like a question. Yeah. It's not a question you can just ask, what are your morals? Like, some people don't even know what their morals are. But, like, over time in relationships.
You find it out.
Yeah.
You find out.
But, going like kind of the importance of strong. What about boundaries? What would you say, like, the importance of setting boundaries are? I feel like that's even sometimes a bigger lesson. We were talking about this earlier before we started recording.
Like, the things, like, I put boundaries with myself in the sense of, so, like, I really practice don't be a hater, be a congratulator. I practice this, I wouldn't say on a daily basis, but, like, very regularly.
Yeah.
And I, like, tell myself, like, you know, like, even if I see something and I'm like, oh, fuck, I wish I had that. You know, like, damn. And, like, it's normal to, like, maybe, like, get a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
Like, if you're saying you're not, like, I'm sorry, you're lying.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
But maybe you came at that point where you are, and, like, because you really practiced that. But I'm, like, still practicing this. I try to practice this every day. And then I stop myself. I put a boundary and I'm like, no, Lulu, admire this. This is, like, someone who you can look up to now. This is, you know, like, someone who you can put on a vision board. Instead of being jealous of this, what this person has, put it on your vision board so it will come to you as well. Like, put out positive vibes and positive things will come back to you.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's really something that I try to practice on a daily basis.
Mm. I also...
Yeah.
No, you go.
If you put yourself in a positive headspace, positive things will happen to you. Mm-hmm. If you put yourself in a negative headspace, negative things will happen to you.
Yeah, which is like basically setting a boundary, because if you're constantly being negative or whatever it's that you're setting the boundary about, just literally, if you don't know when to stop, you just spiral out of control and that will become
exactly
you. Like you need to basically know when to stop and like what not to do that doesn't work for you. And
exactly. Yeah.
But it's also like you have your own boundaries for yourself, and then you also have boundaries with other people, other things. So it's like there's so many important reasons to do boundaries.
But that's also a boundary that I have. So if I hear a friend of mine hating a lot on someone else, I'm like, girl, don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not doing yourself a favor. I'm like, you're putting yourself in a bad mood, and you're putting, frankly, me in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Like, don't be a hater. Be a congratulator. It's fine. You have everything you want in life. This one thing won't kill you. Like, don't hate on that person. Like, it's just be happy.
Yeah.
Like, this is something to congratulate. This is something to look up to. This is not something to hate on. So, yeah. Like, I try to put it on my friends as well. Because, like, your stupid example from, well, stupid. It actually wasn't that stupid. From the Prada glittery bag. Like, I've had girls saying, like, oh my God, did you see, like, she has this bag in both colors. What the fuck? And I'd be like, what are you bullshitting about?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a fucking bag.
She likes it in white and black.
If she wants it in 10 different colors and she can afford it, good for her.
Yeah. It's there's no way to justify them saying that other than like sounding jealous.
Exactly. She's like, yeah, but like having it in two colors, it's embarrassing. I'm like, no, what's embarrassing is that you put so much thought into a fucking
bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's embarrassing.
God, so true.
So, like, you know what I mean? Mm. So, yeah, it's just don't be like that.
Also, the importance of having good intentions. I feel like these are all kind of the same, but good intentions for me are, you know, like having your friend's best interest at heart and these kinds of things, which, by the way, isn't that easy to come by. Like, a lot of the time people are so obsessed with, not obsessed, but they're so
self-centered.
Selfish. Like, yeah. But not in a good way, where it's like they really don't care how anything else is going to affect anyone. It's all about them.
Yeah.
The world revolves around them, right? But I think for me, like, I don't really want friends that don't have my best interests at heart, don't have good intentions. I don't want anyone in my life, really, that doesn't have good intentions. Because why would you, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of times you do meet people who have a lot of negative influences in their life. Like, someone commented on my Instagram post the other day saying that they were like a psychic or a fortune reader or whatever those people are called.
Oh my God. I block them all. They scare me.
And I'm sure it's just a scam. But like, it literally made me think. So they commented saying, get in touch with us to hear about whatever. Basically that I've had some sort of negative influence in my life that's been blocking a lot of things to go right for me. Like a negative.
Yeah.
They used a word. And I was like,
it's called clickbait.
Yeah. I was like, well,
they want to trigger you, so you will message them. Yeah. And then, like, you'll pay them, like, I don't know, 50 pounds.
But what she said is true. Like, if you have a negative energy in your life, like, that's going to get in the way of things that should be going right for you.
Yeah.
So you have to be, you have to be careful with people's intentions.
But those are people, like, if you have an active person in your life who's constantly, like, you know, like the person who told me that I should cut my hair in a bob, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It could be so many.
You don't need friends like this.
But just make sure you as a person, whoever's listening, has good intentions with everyone that you associate yourself with. And then the world's a happy place.
Exactly. Like, the people close to you should be the people with good intentions, mm-hmm. not bad intentions.
Yeah. Like, they should want what's best for you. Like, genuinely want you to succeed. And
exactly.
Like, you know, hype you up in a room.
And unfortunately, I've only made friends like this in the past years. And I really realize now, like, you will all, I hope, experience this through the years. And, like, I really saw a shift of, like, my fake friends and my real friends. Because as you said, like, when we would go out, they'd be like, oh, no, this doesn't look good on you. Like, wear this. And they would deliberately make me look worse, which is fine. Cause like, you know what I mean? But it's just sad.
Yeah, it is. There will be a shift.
Yeah.
If it hasn't happened already, there will be one.
And hopefully. Even like when we started this podcast, Millie, I really could see who was happy for me and who wasn't.
Yeah. Like little things like this, especially with like big milestones in your life, you really realize who has good intentions, because you have to pay attention to the people that are congratulating you or happy for you, basically.
Yeah.
And the people who are just said dead silent.
Exactly.
Or they're like, oh, that you make kind of like make a little small dig at it. It's like, oh.
Like if you start a new company, your friends should support you and share yeah. you and like support yeah. your business. If they don't support your business, they're not friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean.
Even by just sharing it on their Instagram story.
Something
once.
So simple.
It's something so because silly and small.
It's true because whenever it's for me, a friend of mine, I just want even a thought. I just do it because it's like supportive. Like,
exactly.
Do you not want supportive friends?
Exactly.
Like supportive friends are the only friends in my mind.
Exactly. Because speaking of, Millie has a candle business.
Well, yes, if you guys don't know, I have a candle business.
Yes, and be Champton Hall.
All of my friends are very supportive, including Lulu.
Yes.
Actually, the one's not there today, but sometimes we have the candles in shot, so keep an eye out.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, like, it's just important.
Whenever someone comes into my apartment, like, I always keep your candle out, and they're like, oh my God, such a nice candle. I'm like, yes, actually, this is from my friend Millie. You should also buy one.
Instead of just being like, yeah, it's nice, right? Like, you're like actively being supportive. Yeah.
So you need people like this in your life.
And it really makes a difference when it's like you're on the receiving end of it. It's like a nice, it's just nice to feel that way.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Feel important to people.
I agree.
So
yeah, long story short, put positive vibes out there and positive vibes will come back to you.
This was a bit of a deep episode, you guys.
It was very deep.
But you know what? I think it's a very important topic.
Me too. Because I wish I heard a lot of this when I was younger.
I wish I could have listened to this episode when I was 14.
Me too.
That would have been lovely. But
in high school, like when you're so sensitive, I was so sensitive.
I would have died to have some sort of source like this to listen to. Anyways.
Actually, this, what we did now was true big sister advice, I feel.
Even though it wasn't a BSA, but you know.
It's okay.
So yeah, that was all of our topics, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a little bit more personal, deep, but I liked speaking about it.
Exactly.
Sharing
me
my
too.
Two cents.
Exactly.
I hope you learned something. I hope everyone's kind, spread positive vibes, be a nice person.
Yes.
There's no room for haters. What do they call it? Like the no hate policy or something?
No hate policy.
Yeah.
No haters in this house.
Yeah. Be kind. Anyways, we will see you guys next Tuesday, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, next Tuesday. Not listening. I guess we will see each other next Tuesday. There's no
we'll
guessing
be there.
Here.
Be there or be square. Yeah.
Exactly. Same time next week. Goodbye.
Same time every week. Thank you guys for listening. We'll speak to you then.
Yes. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.